I'm talking with Dana McKenzie, who's a co-author of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. And now, Dana, we're talking about Chapter 8, which has to do with the people applying mathematics to understand insect motion.
Yes, it does, Michael. Let's think about, how does a water strider walk on the water? If you think about it, standing on the water is easy because water tension holds you up if you're light enough. Walking on the water, now that's a whole lot harder because the surface of the water is essentially frictionless. What does a water strider push off of in order to get going? John Bush, a mathematician at MIT, answered this question in 2003 with a beautiful combination of mathematics and experiment. He showed that a water strider moves by creating vortices with its back feet. It pushes these vortices away, and they carry momentum backwards. By conservation of momentum, that propels the water strider forward. It's the same way that a rocket moves by ejecting fuel. It's fascinating to delve into the world of insect motion because they've evolved under such different physical conditions than we are used to, and they're governed by different laws in their natural environments. So in this chapter, I not only talk about water striders, I also talk about dragonflies. How are dragonflies able to hover so stably? And if you've ever looked at a dragonfly, it'll just zip from one place to another, and then it seems to stop on a dime. Well, if you look at the fluid dynamics of a dragonfly, it seems as if its wings generate four times more lift than any known human-made airfoil. But in reality, that turns out not to be true. And Jane Wang has shown that the secret behind this anomalous lift was that the wings fly in a regime that human pilots would not dare to fly in. It's called a highly stalled regime, where the wing makes a very high angle compared to the direction of movement. It's possible to use drag instead of lift to give you an unusual amount of control over your motion. So if you want to find out more about the world of dragonflies, water striders, and other insects, read my chapter, Fluid Dynamics Explains the Mysteries of Insect Motion.
A little bit of a pitch there, Dana. People don't have a very high opinion of insects, but apparently, you know, this motion is really very complicated.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can actually view these insects as being little bitty machines that have evolved in a way to solve some very sophisticated problems. Doesn't mean that the insects have big brains, but it means that the forces of evolution have constrained them to find very good solutions to the problems of getting around in these small worlds. And in fact, John Bush has used these principles to design a robotic water strider that is powered by a little rubber band, and other people have been continuing to work on this in order to maybe design micro vehicles that could have applications, for example.
Wow. So that's Dana McKenzie talking about how fluid dynamics explains the mysteries of insect motion. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.